It's been 4 months since Hurricane Sandy devastated communities and left residents homeless or with homes in need of repair. This week, the City Council heard testimony on how the city is managing housing needs in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. Staten Island Council member Jimmy Otto took the director of the Mayor's Office of Housing Recovery Operations, Brett Gehr, to task on the Rapid Repairs Program, created in collaboration with FEMA to make temporary repairs, allowing residents to use their homes as shelters.
It was not a resounding success. It was an abject disaster in those early weeks when A certainly didn't know what B was doing. And, you know, in time and space, we moved on from that. But I cringe, frankly, when I see some accounts about how this has been this huge success. It had many, many failures along the way.
Gehr said this is the first time a program for emergency housing had actually been set up. Otto quipped it shouldn't have been called Rapid Repair. He then said he was fed up with praise for the city on a job well done during the early weeks of Sandy recovery.
I think you all were victims of elevated expectations created by the mayor himself, because the mayor did go on TV and did oversell what this program was. In the first 2 or 3 weeks in that trailer in Newport Beach, none of us could, none of us being the elected officials, could accurately explain what this program was to our constituents. And people saw the mayor on TV and they thought that you all were coming in and revamping their whole home. So instead of having people welcome you with open arms, there was this sense of disappointment, and there wasn't a whole lot of gratitude because it had been pitched to them to be something else.